a controversial billboard in Murphy depicting and deriding four Democratic congresswomen, is staying up for now. BPR spoke with the town's mayor and the store owner about the attention the sign has brought. The billboard advertising Cherokee Guns references the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, but calls the congresswomen, whom President Trump recently told to go back to their countries, even though all four are U.S. citizens, idiots. Cherokee Guns sits along Highway 64. The parking lot is packed, but the store owner, who goes by Doc, wants to move past this week's deluge of media coverage.
Hey, at this time, I really don't want to comment. Thank you for all the supporters. No.
Employees at the store say they've received death threats and show me a similar billboard online calling Donald Trump an idiot, show how disproportionate they feel the reaction to their billboard has been. They also confirm that sales have been going up since the controversy started. Allison Advertising of Silva owns the billboard, and while there have been reports they'll take it down, an announcement saying that has been removed from the company's Facebook page. The company was not immediately available for comment. Rick Ramsey has been mayor of Murphy for about 2 years. He returned to the city of about 1,000 people that he grew up in after working at Lockheed Martin for almost 40 years. This isn't the first time Murphy has made national news, according to Ramsey.
It's interesting. The last time that I know that we made national news is when we had 3,000 people gather in downtown Murphy. We broke a Guinness World Record for using a train whistle, or she'll be coming around the mountain.
Last year, Ramsey launched a campaign for the city to choose its first official logo. Now Murphy goes by the City of Flowers.
I know what Murphy is. I know what our larger community is. And not any of the hundreds of billboards individually define us here.
Ramsey invites people to come and see Murphy for themselves instead of just reading billboards. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.